Despite the unexplained fall of its emblematic wings, the famous Parisian cabaret Moulin Rouge remains open and determined to rise to the challenge of this unexpected ordeal. In the heart of Montmartre, a symbol of Parisian nightlife has just experienced a shocking moment. On the night from Wednesday to Thursday, the wings of the Moulin Rouge, as well as the letters M, O and U on its facade, mysteriously fell off, causing astonishment in the Pigalle district. Fortunately, no one was injured, and the risk of collapse has been ruled out. Jean-Victor Clericot, general manager of the oldest Parisian cabaret, has displayed his determination in the face of this unprecedented incident in the establishment's history. The Moulin has been around for 135 years, so it has seen its fair share of ups and downs, he declared philosophically. We will rise to the challenge. A positive attitude that has reassured the lovers of this legendary place, which has been immortalized by Baz Luhrmann's eponymous film. The causes of this fall remain unknown for the moment, but the management has excluded any malicious act. The permanent surveillance of the site, particularly the roofs, allows for this hypothesis to be ruled out. A technical problem, therefore, seems to be the origin of the incident, which will have no consequence on programming, according to Jean-Victor Clericot. The Moulin Rouge will indeed be open tonight to welcome its spectators. From Thursday morning, teams mobilized to secure the premises and clear away the debris. Security architects from the police prefecture also visited the site, as indicated by the police prefect of the capital, Lauren Nunez. A valuable support for the cabaret, which can also count on the help of the Paris City Hall and the Ministry of Culture for the upcoming repairs. Because beyond the material aspect, it is a true Parisian symbol that has been affected. It's weird. It's like cutting off the head of the Eiffel Tower. It hurts me, confides Daniel, 58, a witness to the scene. A sentiment shared by the Minister of Culture, Rachida Dati, who evokes a particular emotion for the world of entertainment and for all lovers of Paris, and by Mayor and Hidalgo, who feels a lot of sorrow in the face of this event. Despite this hard blow, the Moulin Rouge remains determined to regain its former splendor. We are doing everything possible to ensure that our emblematic Moulin regains its wings as quickly as possible, the establishment assured in a statement. A sizable challenge, which the cabaret hopes to meet before the Paris Olympic Games, July 26 to August 11, as Anne Hidalgo emphasized. This incident recalls the fire of 1915, the only serious accident that occurred in the history of the World Temple of the Can-Can. At the time, the cabaret had to close for 9 years. Let's bet that this time, the Moulin Rouge will be able to recover more quickly, to continue making visitors from all over the world dream with its legendary French can-can and its crazy Parisian nights. Because after 135 years of existence, the Moulin Rouge has not said its last word. Immortalized by the painter Toulouse-Lautrec, this high place of Parisian entertainment attracts 600,000 spectators every year and employs some 450 people. An institution that has stood the test of time and that, despite this new challenge, intends to continue making Parisian nightlife shine for decades to come. With AFP.